Hello, hello, and welcome to the Spirit Week WDOT special. There's a lot of excitement going on here.
I'm Stephanie Ann Thompson here with Sabrina Brennan, Vlahek, White, Castor, Timothy, and Sika.
There's a lot of excitement happening here. We can barely even form a good sentence because we're just freaking out so much.
Can you believe the seniors? We can't.
It's very exciting. Getting ready for our last pep rally. Obviously, these freshmen are getting ready for their first pep rally.
You calling them freshmen?
No, just freshmen in the school. Oh. It's a lot of fun.
Actually, everyone in the room except for Sabrina and I are sophomores. Is that correct, boys?
That is incorrect. Castor's a junior.
Sorry.
So a lot of competition going on here. Are you guys excited? Do you think you're going to win? How do you think it's going to go?
It's always rigged. Just saying.
Yeah, it's rigged.
No. Now that I'm a senior, I see that it's not rigged. You all think it's rigged because you think, like, oh, no one cares about Spirit Week. But seniors get so into Spirit
Week. We go all out.
So into it. I don't know if you saw
We were in ball gowns yesterday for Throwback Thursday.
We went ham for that.
Yeah. 1390s.
But it's just like the seniors just get so into it that you're like, oh, it's rigged. The seniors always win. It's like, no. We're like, last Spirit Week. Who cares? We care a lot.
Yeah, because
because
no senior class wants to be the senior class that loses. Like, the off chance that maybe it isn't rigged. And then even you see the games, you know what I mean? We don't fudge the games.
Yeah.
Or maybe the point value of each game.
Oh, they are.
Maybe that's what it is. Sophomores in the room, how do you feel? This is your second, well, technically it's your fourth, but it's your second spring pep rally. How do y'all feel about that?
Yeah.
Our grade lacks spirit big time.
Yeah, we have no spirit.
Yeah, we were, like, in dead last, like, what, 2 days ago?
Same with last year.
2 days ago.
I have a question. When we were younger, we were in last place the first year and last place the second year.
And then last year, for some reason,
we came in second place.
Really rallied.
Because I think we were tired of being in last place.
Yeah, we were tired of losing, so we're like, school stinks.
I think for the underclassmen, it's just a race for second place. Because you know that the seniors are going to win because they, like, bring it the most.
Exactly. So, I think we have some live interviews from the cafeteria and all around the school. Are we ready with those boys?
Almost.
Yeah, they're going to call mom.
Phone hasn't been ringing.
Okay, we're waiting for the call. But while we're waiting for the call, Sabrina has a list of games in front of her stab. So would you like to tell us about those games?
Sure. We got a lot of really fun games going on, including an administrator race. Which is it's first going to be the freshmen versus the sophomores and the juniors versus the seniors.
And this is their APs.
Yeah, this is their APs. So the administrators are going to run down the gym balancing a ping pong ball on a spoon, weaving in and out of cones. It's very exciting. Very,
very
Hunger Games-esque.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got a caller.
Oh, got a call.
There we go.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hey, hi, I'm here with Carlos Rivera, Ethan May, Reese Jackson, Jack Leftwood, and Lucas Friedman. I'm Robbie Marks. So, guys, what do you guys think about
I love Spirit Week. I have so much spirit.
All right, that's great, Ethan. How about you, Reese? What's your take on Spirit Week?
Uh-huh. Do you guys dress up at all for Spirit Week? Do any of the things I did today?
Uh-huh. What did you do?
I wore a blue shirt.
Oh, blue shirt. I'm wearing blue shirt.
What do you guys think about the competition? What do you guys think about the competition? Do you think it's going to...
Seniors are going to win, like, every year?
Not freshmen are going to win.
Seniors
usually win, like,
it's every year.
You know what I love most about Spirit Week?
What?
Pep Rally.
What do you guys say for pep rally? What do you looking
for? I love having shortened classes and not being able to skip six periods to go to pep rally. That is so cool. I love my school.
All right.
That was a great interview.
That was sweet.
Those are sophomores. And one freshman.
As you can see, the sophomores don't have a lot of spirit.
What sarcasm in their voices, you know?
I feel like that's a constant thing among sophomores, where it's like your freshman year, you're like, yeah, Spirit Week! And then you get your sophomore year, and you're like, I'm too cool for this.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Spirit Week, yeah, whatever. And then you get your junior year, and you're kind of like, we've been in last place for the past 2 years, let's...
Step it up, exactly.
Step it up, like the movie.
Well, I think also with pep rallies, it depends on who you surround yourself with.
That's true.
1 year, I was in, like, this sea of freshmen who, like, were afraid to, like, cheer at all. So it was really depressing because no one was saying anything. It was, like, a very quiet pep rally for me, which I guess some people prefer. But I prefer being around people who are, like, screaming and going crazy because I'm screaming and going crazy.
That's true. Sabrina gets really into this stuff.
Yeah, I really like this stuff. It'll be fun.
So, boys. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Boys.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys. So, what are your first pep rally memories? Let's go. Spang these out.
I was sick. I got the flu that day. And everyone was cheering around me, and that was just the worst move. I was like, shut up. Like, Justin Sennemy was, like, going crazy. I'm like, okay, you can sit down now.
But it was magical, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it could only get better.
Right. Our first pep rally was last fall with the performance of Gangnam Style.
Oh,
I missed that one.
Good.
That was classic.
I missed that
so
one.
So amazing.
So mad I missed
it. It was like, it's like the K-pop hip-hop team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like what they call them. And they like went all out. And they didn't perform this year, which was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that made me sad. I remember
there was
like,
anyone
the step team.
The step team, too.
Were you guys too young for that?
Yeah, I think my
too young, I think, yeah.
But it was this amazing performance team, and all these kids came out.
And Sabrina really wanted to join.
We really wanted to join. But
another call.
There we go.
Cutting us off.
Hooray. Hey, how you
doing? You're on the air.
Hi, we're here at WDOC with Cameron Appel and Kim Byrne. So, what do you two think about Spirit Week? Do you like it? I love Spirit Week. I think it's a great way to show off your school spirit. What was your favorite day of Spirit Week this fall? My favorite day of Spirit Week was probably the holidays because we got to dress up like 4th of July. What exactly did you wear? I wore blue pants and then a red shirt and then a white jacket like the American flag. Cameron, do you like Spirit Week as well?
Yeah, I do like Spirit Week. I like seeing everyone like get really into it, and like a lot of people participate, especially the senior class. That's really fun.
Now, do you think that the seniors are going to win? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm probably going to predict the seniors for this one. Based on what's happened in the past, I think we can safely bet that the seniors are going to win.
Do you think the Spirit Week is rigged?
No.
No, you don't?
No, I think the seniors have the most cool spirit. Woo!
What about you, Cam?
Oh, yeah, it's totally rigged. But, like, it should be rigged. Whatever. Like, we should win. Sorry. Like, definitely.
Now, have you guys been putting pennies into the penny jar?
No.
No, but I thought you had school spirit.
I get my name checked off every day when I dress up right.
Now, what competition are you most excited for? Do you know about any?
I'm excited for the tug of war. I like that part of it.
Are any of your friends involved in that?
I don't know if...
We're friends with everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's our
friends.
Lots
of friends. We have lots of friends.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
These girls sit on a throne of lies. This is... It's obviously rigged.
Excuse me. Cameron is a delight. How dare you?
I believe one of them said it was rigged, Casper.
Yeah, one of them is on a throne of lies.
The other one is a delight.
On a throne.
Just a regular throne.
Okay.
All right, so now let's move on to the games. There's one game that I'm kind of freaking out about. I'm very excited about. Is the Human Pyramid Race. I have a lot of anxiety about this, but I think it'll be so fun. So you have a group of 6 people per grade, and they make a 3-2-1 human pyramid at the end of one map. And then they have to crawl to the other side of the mat as fast as possible without dropping anyone or anybody falling. And so the first one to get there wins. And I'm really excited. This is going to involve our own Dylan Lublin. He's going to be a part of this, right? Or
I think so.
Lublin, yeah, I think he's the top.
I didn't know Lublin had a first name.
Oh, we're very
wait,
excited.
Lublin
does have
Dylan?
A first name.
Yes, it is. He doesn't look like Dylan.
Well, Lublin has
that's
a first
his name.
Name.
But yeah, so
his name is Lubs.
So we're very excited. So that one could be potentially dangerous, but I think
there's another one
like
could be potentially dangerous. What is it, Sabs?
It is the Bayview and Let There Be Bagels Challenge, where groups of 3 people per grade, and so you're going to have teammate 1 has to drink a supersized half and half from Bayview with no straw, no ice, just the top open, just go for it. And then as soon as they're finished, teammate number 2 has to butter or put cream cheese, whatever your preference, on half of a Let There Be Bagel plain bagel and give it and feed it to teammate number 3 who is sitting on their hands, I guess, so they don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be crazy. A lot of teamwork going
on. Someone's
going
to choke. And not like choke as in like I can't do it, but someone's going to, knock on wood. That's right, Valhack, knock on wood. Hopefully someone doesn't, but I just have this feeling... Someone's bad's gonna happen.
Something's
gonna happen.
So between that and the human pyramid, it's gonna be definitely pretty dangerous, but exciting.
But dangerous.
But also, we're gonna have a lot of health teachers ready to go in the event of an emergency.
They've CPR certified us all.
CPR and then Heimlich maneuver. We got all that.
We got it.
A lot of fun.
CPR certified. So if anyone needs any help, I'm your man. I am a superhero. As far as CPR is concerned.
Are you CPR certified?
Yeah, I am CPR certified.
I'd let you be my hero.
I am as well.
Thank you. I'm honored.
All right. So now a third game, which is a little bit more controversial, is the tissue box challenge, where one person from each grade is going to pull all the tissues out of a tissue box.
We don't have any tissues in the school. Where are they getting these tissues?
So they're going to buy tissues that we don't have
Some
that we
budget.
Actually need. But also, sometimes people cheat. Like, they just literally, like, they sit around and they take out all the tissues at once instead of, like, one at a time. But when they take it out one at a time, it's very enchanting. It's a very exciting way.
Enchanting.
They only use the
way to put some wasted
tissues as enchanting.
No, but with the way that they just fly out, it's very graceful and it looks really cool. Trust me. Like when you watch it, it's going to be amazing. So,
you're on the air.
Hi, I'm here with Alex Grossman. Alex, what has been your favorite day so far of Spirit Week? I have to say Tuesday. Why is Tuesday your favorite day of Spirit Week?
Because first is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the treasure chest, and second is the second day of... Who do you think's going to win this Spirit Week competition? Which class? I don't know. I want to win it myself. I mean, like, I don't really care much about the sophomores, but I know me being a person, like, because there's a me and team. But some people are saying there's no I team, there's a me. So I want to win because I'm not the team.
Do you think the rankings are rigged? Like, do you think the seniors will win automatically?
I think there's a degree. I think a senior will win. I don't think the seniors as a class will win. Like, I think a sophomore will win. If a sophomore wins, I think it should be me. But I think if a senior wins,
okay. Thank you for joining us to the NWDOC for Washington.
Well, he's excited. He's definitely got a lot of
spunk.
A lot of spunk.
He's got a lot of pep for the pep rally.
I wonder
if there's any videos of Mr. Pernick this year. Possibly. Of being excited for the pep rally.
Here's another one.
There's another call. All right, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Taylor Nick on the ground. I am talking to Ryan Del Monte. Ryan, how is Spirit Week going for you?
Pretty fun, you know, pumping up the school for Spirit Week. Let me ask you a question now. What grade do you think is going to win Spirit Week?
I mean, I think the seniors are going to win only because they do every year. I think the system's rigged, actually.
You actually believe it's rigged?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think that?
Actually, I've heard this morning that it's rigged because someone in my class told me that the person keeping the tallies is just adding a bunch of tallies to the seniors.
And do you believe everything you hear?
No, I don't believe everything I hear, but he's a pretty loyal person.
Interesting. Now, which was your favorite day of the week?
Today, because it's the easiest to dress. It's a white day for the sophomores. I have a lot of white clothes, so, you know.
And now, prep rally is coming out today. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's going to be fun to watch. There are going to be some funny events. The donut eating contest is going to be very funny. Alex Grossman's doing that. I think it's going to be a great prep rally this year.
All right, well, that's all the time we have here. Thanks for letting me call in.
All right, thanks, Tara.
All right, so that was fun.
Donut eating contest.
There's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of controversy between if the pep rally is rigged or not.
Yeah, and I love how every time someone says it's rigged, it's like they're the first one to say it's rigged. They're like, you know, guys, I think it's rigged. And it's like they're like the first one. They're like, hey, you know, I don't know if anyone else has picked up on this, but the seniors happen to win every year.
Yeah, and the seniors are the only ones who think that it's not rigged.
Well, it's because when you think about it, in terms of, like, the entire class, the senior class are the only ones who really fully care about this pep rally. And everyone else is kind of like, pep rally, twin day, pajama day, best day of the year, by the way. If you don't wear pajamas this Monday, you need to drop out of school because
you can wear pajamas any day of the year.
I was so
but, like, but pajama day, you can wear a onesie to school.
You can do that anyway.
I know, but it's really, but like...
Yeah, the dress code and the uniforms, we already had the discussion.
But social convention bans onesies to school. Think about that.
But also, I mean, you could say it's rigged as much as you want, but if you look around, you notice that there just seems to be more seniors who are dressed up than other grades.
It's true.
Exactly. So, it's true. The only two seniors in this room right now are face painted.
We have Team Foster painted down our arms. Shout out to Miss Foster for taking over the pep rally this year.
You're doing a lovely job.
Lots of hard work is going into it. All right, so Donuts on a String, that's going to be an exciting game. Are you guys excited?
I feel like that's a game we've been playing since kindergarten.
And I feel like
everything we've been doing has been building up to this moment.
Also, I feel like it's the most depressing game to watch. Because since it's on a string, it just kind of flies away, and the person can never quite get to the donut. Like, it takes, like, a couple of minutes until they can actually reach the donut. And then you're just kind of watching someone eat a donut. It's a little depressing to watch, but it's funny. I think it's the funniest to watch.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the funniest.
I was actually in a donut eating contest in elementary school, and I ate the donut early because I was very hungry that day. I didn't have lunch, so I just ate the donut prematurely, and I was disqualified.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rough story.
But it was
I'm
really
sorry
good.
I even brought it up.
But it was a tasty donut.
That's good.
Yeah. It was, it was glazed.
All nothing right. like a good glazed donut, Catherine.
And then there's the twin wheelbarrow race.
There are so many twins in
so
this
many
school.
Twins.
There's 12 sets of twins in the senior class alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to count them
there's
all.
Like, there's only five in our
Stephanie
class.
Ann Thompson, how do you know that fact? Just curious.
Because my last semester radio class, I was with Hannah Rosen, who is a twin, and Mr. Claff here has twins, and we were discussing with him twins and how many twins are in the school, and we counted.
Also, twins, you got to keep tabs on the other twins.
Yeah,
you
there's actually a set of twins in my grade that have the same birthday. The May twins and the Drucker twins.
Oh, two sets of twins.
Oh, two different sets.
So not only do the twins have the same birthday, but they share it with another set of twins.
That is
odds. What are the odds?
What are the odds, right? It's crazy. The Mays and the Druckers.
Yeah, it's going to... Yeah, so I wonder... Crazy. And we'll, I guess, figure out who the lucky few are, the lucky twins that will be... doing this race today.
Right.
Another fun race is the hula hoop race,
which Sabrina and I will be doing.
Yeah, it's going to be
represent.
A lot of fun, a lot of pressure. A group of 15 people per grade are going to be linking arms and standing up, nice background music, standing in a line, and then you have to kind of, the person at the end starts and has to pass the hula hoop through the 15 people back and forth, so the hula hoop ends up back at the beginning of the line without letting go of each other's hands. So that's going to be really fun. All right, Steph. I'm sorry, I was giving you background music. So that's going to be really fun. I think it's also, because there are 15 people a part of it, I feel like if we do
it's 15,
it won't be so bad.
You're on the air.
All right, hey, we're here with Michael Nitro, Danny Gersh, Will Longmire, and Alex Hayden. How are you guys doing today?
Amazing.
Pretty fun, man. That's great. So, what do you guys like to think about this whole sphere we think?
We are having technical difficulties. What do you guys think about Spirit Week?
Okay. That's all we have for you. All
right. Try again next time. See you later.
Wonderful. We got a chock full out of that.
Oh, very informative right there. Freshmen really enjoy Spirit Week.
I think because it's fun, you know. I think everyone should just have fun with it. It's not just the shortened periods. It's just the whole day. And the whole week is just, everyone is a lot more excited.
Especially because we have break next week, too.
Yeah, that's so true.
Easter!
Passover.
Holidays!
You're on the air.
Hi, we're here at WDOP Port Washington with my sister, Eden Harari, and
Lexi Cruz.
Now, what was your favorite day of Spirit Week?
Pajama Day.
What about you, Eden?
Pajama Day.
Now, what are you most excited for about the pep rally today?
I like the tug of war.
Are any of your friends going to be in that?
I don't think so.
What about you, Eden?
Yeah, the tug of war was...
Okay, now, who do you think is going to win? Do you think it's going to be the seniors, like always, or...?
It's always the seniors. The seniors always win.
What about you?
Yeah, the seniors are going to win also.
Do you think that it's rigged?
Yeah.
You do? Why?
The seniors always win. There's nothing to question who's going to win. It's always going to be the seniors.
Eden, have you been an active participant in Spirit Week?
No, I haven't dressed up once.
Oh, you have not dressed up once. That's not good. What about you, Lexi?
I just dressed up today. I wore white. That's about it.
I'm white. I'm color white also. Well, thank you so much for being interviewed. It was great having you on the air.
All right. Thanks, Rory.
All right. So Tug of War is going to be the final, and that's like the big final competition. Are you guys excited for that?
Yep.
So oh, super looks like excited. Everyone in the studio's
Yeah, everyone's
asleep.
Here. Big party. So I think Tug of War, and that I think the most intense... It's really, you know, it's basically all or nothing at that point. So that'll be really fun.
Yep, that sounds great. It's always fun to watch the freshmen think that they got this, and then they just go flying.
Yeah.
Like, they go 1, 2, 3, and the freshmen all just fall down on top of each other.
I need to
interview
Lublin about the pyramid.
Lublin!
Lublin.
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 Hi, Lublin. So, on the
so are you are you excited for the human pyramid race today?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty eventful. I'm pretty pumped. And I think the sophomore class can pull out a victory.
Do you have, like, any plan on what you guys are going to do? Have you been practicing? How's that been going?
Well, we figured out our format. I am actually going to be on the top of the pyramid.
That's good. That's a flyer. That's called being a flyer.
Flyer.
Takes a lot of courage.
So we got our format all mapped out, and I think we could win.
You want to describe to us step by step how you're going to pull this off?
I think I'm just going to pop up there, you know.
Pop up.
You know how you're getting up there? I don't think you can just pop to the top.
I think I'm just going to...
You can bop to the top.
Unless you're David Blaine.
I think I'm just going to climb up. That's what I have planned.
All right, well, we're very excited for you. We'll be rooting for the seniors, but we'll also be rooting for you, Lublin.
Boo, seniors. Go sophomores.
Okay. Yeah.
Go juniors.
Go
juniors.
Go Schreiber.
Go. All right.
Let's do it.
I have to say, I would say seniors.
All right.
I'm going freshman this year.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I will go seniors as well.
I'm going to say seniors.
Seniors.
Freshman.
Sorry,
seniors.
Juniors.
All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to WDOT Port Washington.
On the dot.
And we'll see you next time. We'll hear you next time. Whatever.
Bye.
Doesn't matter. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Later.